Some of the sects acorda uma vez a uma marca. Se fui conhecer no a uma linha as mãos e como se é. E no fato é que nós continuamos a nós attributes. If we come and say Allah's attributes, what do they say? They say on the shop there. The fourth one is, الصاروخ فإن الله غني عنكم. If you disbelieve, Allah is independent of you. That's verse 39, Surah 39, verse number 7. Then the second one is in Tekfir Antum Lamafil Ardi Jami'a. If you disbelieve, you and everyone in this globe, فإن الله غني كريم. Allah's independent, meaning if everyone in this globe, disbelieves in Allah, Allah's independent of them, that's Surah number 14, verse number 8. Then the verse, next verse, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. All you people, you are the ones who are poor or dependent on Allah. That's Surah Fatir, verse 15. And the last one is وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ. Allah is independent and you are dependent on Him. Surah Muhammad, verse 38. Allah, you gotta keep in mind, and this adds strength to your iman, Allah doesn't need any of us. Allah doesn't need us and He didn't create us to give Him anything. Allah doesn't need us to give Him victory. You know, human beings need an army to give them victory. They need protectors, they need bodyguards, they need someone to provide for them. Allah did not create us to give Him. Allah didn't create us to give Him victory. Allah didn't create us to give Him, to help Him, or to protect Him. Allah created us, and we are dependent on Him, and we need Him. He created us, and we need Him. We need His heaven, and we need to stay away from His hell. So, when we do a deed, we're not really doing something the same, oh, look, Allah, you know, look at this, you know, you should be thankful to me for doing this for you. You told me to do it. No, we should be doing it, and also knowing that Allah doesn't need it, but it's us who need to go to heaven and stay away from hell. And as you know,
absolutely no effect on Allah
So Allah is independent and we are dependent on Him. And that's basically what Abdu'l-Bahá was trying to tell you. The next statement, let's do it.
Yeah. Tonight, the bath, they denied the الذي خلق السماء
God isn't the one who created the sky and the earth. Did God get in Ananias and Achimicha? The one who created the sky and the earth, and the sky was helping to hold it up, is not able to bring you back from life? Better, of course you can.
One of them's got a bit to say, you know.
form. That's when Allah says in the Quran, I'm Khairan al-Qawm Tubba. The leaders of Yemen back at Saba and the leaders, I'm Khairan al-Qawm Tubba. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ and the ones before them. Meaning, if you just believe in the judgment day, it's like believing in everything. أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ we destroyed them. Meaning, this belief in the life after is a cause for your destruction in this life. Okay, the next statement, 13.
Why is it all applied to them? Can anyone tell me?
point you gotta believe Allah existed, and so did his attributes. And it's mainly his attributes people have a problem with. No. I'm talking about people who say he does have attributes, but the problem is they believe that Allah was there, and what he means, the one who gives life. Allah's name is there, or his attributes there, and what he is, until he brought Adam to life, so that means then he became Al-Muhyid. Allah's not Al-Mumit. He's not the one who brings death. He was existing, yeah. They tell you, we believe he's existing. Look how delicate this matter is. We believe he existed. And existed from as long as you want to tell us existed. We believe. We're in with you on that. However, it's not a moment. When does he become a moment according to them? When the first one dies, then he takes his life. Then he's moving. This applies to us. You know? You're not a championship wrestler till you go in the wrestling matches and go through the ranks and get whatever, the medal, whatever it may be. Then you become a championship wrestler. This applies to us humans. But not to Allah. Allah's a Muhyi before his creation. He's a Mumit before his creation. So Allah's means he had a hand before his creation. He had eyes like Allah told us before his creation. So we don't look back on Mu'tazilah and Ash'ari and Ibn Kalab and all these people. We say no, we wait until Allah does something, for example, brings life, then we call him Al-Muhyid. Prior to that, he wasn't Al-Muhyid. No, he was a Muhyid before that. That's the first statement of this one. The second statement, that for example, they say Allah doesn't speak until when? Allah's not called, mutakallim, he's not a tribute of Allah until when? Until he speaks. Until when Allah speaks, for example, Allah spoke to Musa. Did Allah speak to Musa? وكلم الله موسى تكليما. Allah spoke to Musa. So this is prior to that, we don't call Allah when he spoke. After he spoke, then we consider that he is the one. So we wait for something that Allah does for him to call him by that attribute, and that's absolutely false. Allah and his attributes existed together before his creation. Now this next statement helps clear up the matter a little bit more. Bringing creation what I said. Bringing creation into existence did not add anything to the attributes that was not already there. Go ahead.
Thank you.
الأول فليس قبل شيء أنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء What is that? There's a first and there's nothing before you. That's pre-eternal. This is pre-eternal. This one is... What is this one? Endless. The endless. Pre-eternal and endless. Allah is a tribune of pre-eternal. Allah is a tribune of endless. Week number 14, week number 14. All these, that's why I said we're gonna go quick. All that we're talking about, that's four five statements, all of them are merely explaining this fact about Allah's names and attributes in reply to the baptism of Jahmiyyah Ibn Kamab and al-Ash'ari.
Thank you.
sin again and again. Now then at 16. In the same way that he is the bringer to life of the dead after he has brought them to life a first time and deserves his name before bringing them to life, so too he deserves the name of Creator before he has created them. Same thing. All of it is the same thing. Read 16 again, let them understand it. In the same way that he is the bringer to life of the dead after he has brought them to life a first time and deserves his name before bringing them to life. So too he deserves the name of Creator before he has created them. Yes, how does our sight comply to that? Let me ask. I cannot trust you. I am the same. My collective report is as well. What's their reply? I have no idea. But, this is their belief. Why don't you explain to us number 16, okay? Yeah, but give me the example. What's she trying to say?
Saying that even before all anything bad for life could be ended as a resurrection, and still he still deserves that name.
Yes. So I'm the baddest to life, so he deserves that name before he baddest to life. And the same way the Creator, and the same way the Sustainer, and the Maintainer, everything like that. This is again a reply to the Mu'tazila and their belief that he is not a Creator only after he created. Number 17.
The first one, that there's no restriction to the power of Allah. If there's
على جمعها والله على كل شيء قدير. In terms of verses in the Quran, Allah is powerful over everything. Unlimited. What if I say Allah is powerful over that which he wills?
Everything is dependent on him.
Emma said everything that Howie said, everything is dependent on him. Emma said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nas antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu al-ghaniyyul hamid. That's Surah Fatir, verse 15. You're all dependent on Allah, and Allah is free and independent of you. That's Surah Fatir, verse 15. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. So everything is dependent on Allah. And the angels dependent on Allah. The messengers, are they dependent on Allah? The awliya, are they dependent on Allah? The martyrs, are they dependent on Allah? Look at this and you see why we're studying this one. Jeffrey, who came to Big Detroit in an apple, I was talking about, and he impressed a lot of people. And Jeffrey is a scholar, he amazed a lot of people. He won't understand this statement, because yes, the one who was from Yemen, actually is the one I went to as hope with the Jummah, and I took brothers and went, and I want to pray behind him, because he has a lot of shirk. And amongst them is this, he believes, I heard someone states myself, the awliya have control over portions of the universe. So when I tell you guys this, and I tell you this, you don't tell me, don't think in your mind, what is the hell is this? Why am I learning this? Jeffrey himself, the guy who amazes millions and masses of people, doesn't know this. And if he knows it, he's truly ignorant of the true meaning. That everything is dependent on Allah. And let me tell you how ignorant they are, you know, Jeffrey and the Sufis and their lights. How ignorant they are in these matters. One man, yes. Yes, Stephen. Everything is dependent on Allah. This destroys the belief of the statue worshippers. This destroys the belief in those who believe the awliya have a special category. Yes. Ya ayyuha an-nas, what do you write them in English or in Arabic? All you people, you are dependent on Allah, and Allah is independent of you. Chapter 15. So you know that the Holy Mother made these statements, yes. Allah, I'm talking about Allah, I mean, Oh, they believe they have certain people from their sect, which I don't know their name and I don't care to, that they believe these people that when the fingers of the selfies, they have levels in their cults. And you reach a point in some of their cults where you become, they call you a woman. They begin to call you a woman. You ask them, who's this person, who's the author of these books that you guys teach and all this demon stuff? They say, he's a woman. I tell you, inshallah, I'm a woman and all of you guys are women. That's what we believe in. We're in born ranks. So they believe people in their ranks get to a point which is women. Their names in particular, I don't know. Jeffrey himself, I don't know which Sophie sect he belongs to. But they have all of them have a woman. They have a book of woman, people get to, what is it? What is it? You guys know what? They get to a level of what? The fear. They get to a level of the fear. They believe that you get to a level where it's your aim, what it and worship you more, you know, what and worship you more than you reach your aim. So you got ranks. And you get some of these things are relatives who told me about this, that to go in rank after rank, it's like a cult. You sit in a room for 40-50 days and you can't write nothing, and barely anything, enters upon you. And then you move up to a scale. Then you move up to another. Move up to another group. Then you get to the woman, to the level of woman. Then you get to the level of your fear. Then you get to the level of the people. People, they believe this is like a guy who controls a certain portion of the world. Woman to us on the Sunnah is in the Quran. أنا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. لأولياء الله nothing to fear of, nothing to be depressed of. The second verse after defines to us what a woman is. الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. الذين آمنوا, the definition, believe and fear Allah. That's the definition of a woman. The next level that we believe in is like your aim. They say, and listen in the Quran, يَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينُ. Worship the Lord until you get your aim. We believe that. Worship the Lord until you get to your aim. Your yaqeen means the ranks. Our yaqeen means that
At the
The next statement, and it is not me,
no need any helpers, providers. He doesn't need anyone. And the last point in his statement, there's nothing like him, and he's the clear,
maybe all of them would believe in it.
some of these beliefs. Yes, you're right, but I'm saying this denial often is something a lot of sects do. It's a category a lot of sects do. The fact that it's a category a lot of sects do. The next statement, let's take one more statement. He created creation with his knowledge. That's number 18. The proof for that, he created creation with his knowledge, is Anayanamumanhanaka. Do not know who created what one looking from Kabir said at the Barak verse number 14. Anayanamumanhanaka.
I'm not
from a tree, it doesn't drop except the elements it. And remember I told you yesterday, that you guys can't keep up with the leaf trees that drop in your backyard. You know, you can't keep the eye. We got plenty of plants inside our house. You can't keep up with the ones that drop inside. Any of those beforehand, when it was going to drop, when it dropped, and when they're going to, and what's going to happen to it. And look how it is. It drops and no one has it. Imagine a big tree in front of your house. Imagine a forest. Imagine the universe. Every single one, elements beforehand. What happens to it? What else can it drop? And when it drops, and how it drops, that's the detail of Allah's knowledge. When it, this is Allah talking about himself in the Quran.
Ah.
spiritual way of honoring Allah, you don't have to go like them and degrade Allah like they do. And that's what we say when we say we attribute to Allah what he attributed to himself. Also, not to prove that Allah's the unmanageable, is that it's impossible, because some people, like the Mu'tazila, want you to mental rationalize things. If you ever debate them or talk to them, or someone will adopt their beliefs, there is, yes, the Mu'tazila in themselves, I don't know they exist, I don't think they exist like they are, but I know people who adopt a lot of their beliefs. A lot of their beliefs, and I met some of them. You know, adopt this kind of belief. So one way is that it's impossible to create things with ignorance. How could you create stuff with ignorance? That shows that Allah has knowledge. Also, the creation of Allah was by his will, and to have will, you have to have knowledge. So creation, will, knowledge. To create, you have to have a will. To have will, you have to have knowledge. So creation and will and knowledge are the second point. And the third one is that creation is magnificent as us, not as humanity, I say, but just one human being. Means a mind, you know, no one can do it. I mean, if your finger gets cut off, just the tip of your finger, it can never replace it like I like it. All the things they do and all the, you know, if they reattach it within minutes, maybe you'll get 70% function out of it. Allah perfects every single inch, every portion of your body. Just one human being, let alone human beings in Africa, in Asia, in North America, and South America, and all over the world. And Allah's watchful over that. You have to have, you know, the unmanageable to do something like that. Yes. The first one, the mental proof that Allah is the unmanageable. First one, it's impossible to create with ignorance. Yes. Yeah. But I'm saying this at Allah, not about us. I said Allah ordered to create, creates, and has will. Will is irada. Will, you have to have a will. We have a will, and Allah has a will. But Allah's will is not like our will. So I don't know what you mean by that. Could you repeat it again?
To the drought, and move, and live.
wurde in solchen Machtbild to the drop, to the drop, how much rain is gonna fall on what day, on what moment, on what man, in every part of the world. Rain, snow, light, death, movement, every movement I'm making, I'm the loader, and it seems that that's what we mean by the appointed destinies for those who create it. All surrender is that the destiny is everything that happens in your life. Also, not that I'm not appointed the day that you will die. There's plenty of proof on that. And among that is Inna Kumashan Hanakmal Bikadar. Everything we created with a destiny. Surat Al-Qamar, verse number 49. الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. The creator and the one who provided destiny. Surat Al-A'la, verse 23. And what's unique about this is that you know how man before creation Allah re-aid this in the Lord and the Lord? Number tie all the parts and parts together. And now we talk to Ismail and Mahfouz. How long before the creation of the sky and the earth did Allah worry that Ahmed gonna come and live in the 20th century and he's gonna come into Western Italy and teach this class how to have the things? 50,000 years. 50,000 years, not 50,000 years before this. Not 50,000 years before today. 50,000 years before I created the sky and the earth. At the largest. In Sahih Muslim ibn Umar radi Allah anhuma narrated that Allah gave the destiny and creation before he created the earth 50,000 years. And his throne was on the water. Meaning, every drop of water, everyone is gonna live, everyone is gonna die. All of that was written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz 50,000 years before Allah created the sky and the earth. Yes. Of the Yom HaQiyamah? No. I also thought that when I first heard the chill out and relax, because Allah has that written for you 50,000 years before He created the sky and the earth. That's what we mean when you have to accept that. We still didn't get to the point where we thought, okay, if Allah wrote it, then why should I ever do any good deeds? Allah wrote it. I'm going to hell, I'm going to hell. We'll get to that in detail, but there's clauses that apply in just to apply to this kind of people. And we're going to apply to that, inshallah, in detail. This du'a, turn away qadr. Anyway, 50,000 years before the creation of the sky and the earth, that Ahmad is going to have a major problem on 318. Or accident. And I go on 316, I said, oh Allah, save me from any trouble, from any car accident, from any misery. Does Allah change His book?
Some goodness or change something for him.
And they start being good and better off than
have the process ourselves.
Allah Mahdi Mahalim Tal Hayat Tal Hayat Al-Mi Yaka
You the hadith wasn't available to him. So the selected opinion is this one. So they went and took out of their way and did dusted on nearly all the Masa'il and scholars of our times as well did the same thing. And we know the truth or not. But if you want to go around and say, like music, some people say, oh, the scholars disputed it. That's it. We don't care of the scholars. First of all, who are the scholars you're talking about? You're talking about the modern scholars. Their dispute is not even in this dispute. Their dispute is out of the boundaries of the dispute. But if you say on a similar Jama'ah, you say, look, how could you say so? We have the Jama'ah of the Sahaba on music. You have the proof, the initial proof. We have the Jama'ah of the Tabi'in. We have the Jama'ah of the 40 Imams. We have the Jama'ah all the way to the 7th century to Ibn Hazm. And it said that Ibn Hazm, that the music he kind of approved of, wasn't the music, no way the music lasted. So you leave 7 centuries of ijma's, and you take one scholar, now that's realism. Why am I not? And everything like that, like I told you, I brought example one. If you do that, you can meet a girl and tell her, you're my wife, I'm your husband, and take her and marry her. Because Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, doesn't require money. So you meet a girl, her father doesn't want you to marry her. You say, okay, you marry me. And let me finish this example. We said the rules for marriage are what? One, two witnesses.
Because there's a hadith
because you need to witness it. You require to witness it. Then you go, I think this is surfing or acting. I don't want to read it, I don't know which one. He says, you're an actor of a letter. Okay, take these three hours. And be a master, like the starter said. What are you doing after getting married? What are you doing after getting married? You go to a girl and you say, will you marry me? And she says, yes, and you're married to her. And you take her and that's your wife. Because you say, you want to take the exception of a woman, either. Then you take the exception of marriage. Then you take the exception of acting or shopping or whatever. And look what you got. You got a marriage over there that says this is the only requirement. So that's really the dangerous of the snap. All you're doing is, I said it's my man, I don't know. You're not going to do something like this, are you?
If you can dig in the books and find
opposition. Alhamdulillah, the imams didn't leave nothing that they didn't merely discuss. And then you got after them, like the Muhaddithin, who didn't leave nothing. Then you got the scholars of our time, who break it down to you. You know, that's why there's some scholars who are above others. You give them an issue, they'll break it down to you. They don't say, hey, that's haram and haram. Some scholars, they go, and you say, one guy, we had a dispute on an issue, and he said, I talked to this guy, and he said, it's haram. I said, go and ask him what his proof is. You know, then I say, me, Rahmanullah, I used to remember him. When someone comes and asks him, in Hajj, not about Hajj, and these are people ignorant, you know, and they just want to do their Hajj and go back. Get mad. Come back here. Why don't you ask that please? You know, ask this question, you get the answer, you get happy and walk away. Come back here. Why don't you ask that please? So you ask that please, you dig in the knowledge, and alhamdulillah, you will get, inshallah. But we're talking here, that we bent over about the bad time is people, and these are the moderns of our time. These are the Asranin of our time. Alaykum salam. These are the moderns of our time. What they do, oh, it's disputed, that's it. Tell, this is a disputed matter. Mix in, whatever, mingle. That's it. It's disputed. No, it's disputed, that's not it. We gotta find the truth of what that said.
Yeah.
Looking back, so I'm gonna get mad.
why did you do this? He said, because I want to get married. He went and traveled from Michigan to Ohio, and they rejected him. I told him, maybe if you had a beard, Allah's going to help you. Allah's going to be with you. Allah's going to support you. And you know, look, they rejected him. And he suffers in his sin now, and he suffers as a single man.
So how could this be a negator of the
woman. Of course, you were saying that, you know, because you got the lift shot and you used it, and then you took them out. But, no, the husband explained it like I told you, is that he didn't do nothing to negate the woman. So it means on woman, it could remain. He takes them off. It could remain on woman as long as he stays on woman.
Thank you.